begin the current daf, Masech this Eirin daf Pei Beis, begin the Omer Alch, begin the Teis the Masel, begins with the Gemara, and the Elohim Absulim, and these are the ones that are invalid. Which Teis says that Meforish Perek Zabar, the Gemara is explicit, and Teis there explains in Sanhedrin of Chavdal Mabeis regarding this halacha of those that are Absulim. Teis comes to qualify these invalidations of these rabbinic witnesses, the rabbinically invalidated witnesses. Like says the master begins with the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Huda. Says Amosai, when do we say this that they're invalid? This man shein umnas v'chulu only if there's no other profession, but these activities that they engage in. But if they do have, then they're not going to be invalid. So I just going to explain the halachas of asmachta, because the Gemara brought Rabbi Huda holds that even a gambler, if he has another profession, he's not going to be invalid. So Taisa says Avgav the Meskin. Although the Gemara actually concludes the Peligi Rabba on the led Rabbi Huda that the rabbis disagree with Rabbi Huda in this halacha. But halacha Rabbi Huda, sta halacha fazer Rabbi Huda, could the pasuk Perek Zabar, like the Gemara concludes and rules in Perek Zabar over the end of Chavam Mabez, and we just quoted from Sanhedrin previous tases, Merevo, he says halacha Rabbi Huda, that they're not rabbinically invalidated as witnesses unless that's their only profession. Now, says Taisa, Mekamash, from here it sounds like the Sharlis Chik Bukuvia, that it's permitted for somebody to gamble, and there's no concern about theft. Because Tafilu Rami Bachamad Mefarish Tam Nesach B'Kuvi Pasal Lavo, he explains the reason of the gambling being forbidden. In Mishum Dasmach Lekanya is because there's no, you don't acquire with this reliance that you're really going to win, and you think you're not going to lose, and therefore when the person takes the money, it's like he's stealing from you. Hainel Rabban, that's going according to the Pin Rabban. Alvi Behuda the Mach Shehechad the Gam Umnesachrid B'Korn to Behuda that validates him as a witness when he has another profession. He holds that no, that's not considered this problem about a smachta, and therefore that such a person is not going to be forbidden as a witness. Because of theft, obviously there's no problem about theft, so there wouldn't be a problem about gambling. Now, says Taisus, "V'tam d'lav asmachta." Now, what's the reason why I contributed? It's not considered a problem asmachta. Similarly, this is your classic asmachta where you're relying that you're going to win. Could the pesach kunch b'serik perik zabayr on the end of chavdam beis mishum d'le dami lahid the b'metzia? Because this is not similar to what the Gemara brings about the chavdam beis by a person that accepted. He took upon himself a contract from his friend to work as an oris, which is a sharecropper, and he guaranteed the owner of the field, im oiver v'loy evid, if I leave it fallow and I don't work it, asham afazuzi, I'll pay you 1,000 zuz. Now the Gemara explains that that's a smachta, and therefore it's not kaina. So that's the taste is no, that's different than over here, because the hasam abiyade, there regarding the field, it was in the ability of the sharecropper to work it. And therefore, he's not conclusively giving those kakinyan to the owner of the field. Because the Mikara Kiasni, because originally when he made the stipulation, I tight to Loyoivlay Kamasni. What do you mean? Originally, obviously he had no intention of giving the guy that 1,000 zuz because he's like, I know what I can do, and I know I could work the field. And therefore, even if he didn't end up doing it, that's where he's relying on that he's never gonna have to give it. Because I tell you, he made a mistake. He's not going to come to that type of situation. He relied on his ability that he could do it. It's v'yodoy. But it'll be here regarding the gambler. He's not relying on anything. How does he know that he's not going to lose the money? He doesn't know if he's going to win or not. And therefore, that's not considered as a smachta. It sounds like this actually from the Gemara that regarding a similar type of invalidation of betting on whose bird's going to get there first, that the Kumbh Gemara says the Tricha. And we had to go ahead and say this case, which similarly sounds like the same as Misacha B'Kuvi, as another type of gambler, because the Gemara says, if we would have said the gambler, the guys who are playing with dice, who he's relying on himself, he thinks, yeah, I know how to play this game better. I know how to play the game. I got my poker face, I know how to win the game. And therefore, that's where it's going to be asmachta. So it sounds like we have asmachta tvei, that where it's more in his control, well, the birds are not in his control, but they're playing his hand, is more in his hands. So that's more of asmachta. So that's the contrast of the Masachah B'Kuvia versus Mafrichian. So too, regarding the sharecropper and the gambler, they're not the same thing. Because with the sharecropper, it was more in his hand, and therefore that's what's considered, according to everyone, that of Asmachta, but by Masachah B'Kuvia, Rabbi Yehuda held that's not considered, that's less than that of the Aris, and therefore that wouldn't be considered as Asmachta. However, the difficulty is, it says, Tezuv Kashra Ben Tam, what's difficult to remain Tam is because the Besay Bezu Neshach, the end of Bezu Neshach, above Mitzidah, by Gimel Bez, actually sounds like the opposite. Someone gave money to his friend, to go ahead and buy wine in a certain place where the wine is cheap. Now, he was negligent and didn't buy. So the Gemara tells over there that he has to pay him what the loss was. And Rav Ashi says that even if he guaranteed him that he's going to pay him if he's negligent and he doesn't buy, it's not smachta, and the smachta is not koyna. Now the Gemara, why is it different than if a guy says, if I leave it fallow, I'm not going to work it? That Gemara that we brought before, I'm going to pay from the best that I have, where he has to pay. And the Gemara answers, no, because Hasan Beyaldi, there he has the ability to go. Hach over here, by the guy who was sent to get the wine, La Beyaldi, he's not in his hand to buy it, because that depends on the sellers. So it says to Rabbi Natan, so you see to the contrary, Mishum de la biyadi, because it's not in his control, have a smachta tvei. You see that makes it more than a smachta. So that's exactly opposite of what we said before. So that's the taste, is it's somewhere in the middle. And there it would seem, hecha de biyad le gam vele gazim, where a guy has it totally in his control and is not exaggerating. So then, kehu, like for example, the case, where he says, if I leave a fellow, I'm not going to do the work, I'm going to pay the best that I have. In such a case, that's not a smachta. So that's what we're saying, that since it's in his hand, that's not considered a smachta. Or let's say it's not in his control at all. Even so, he goes and they say he gives that promise, like a gambler and stuff like that. Yeah, that loy have asmachta. That's not going to be considered as asmachta because it's not in his control at all. But let's say it's somewhere in the middle. It is in his control, but it's not. Like the guy who was supposed to get the wine, where there was someone in his hand, he was able to go to the marketplace, but it wasn't totally in his control, where he was negligent, didn't buy it. Now, although there is a lot of wine to buy, so it is somewhat biyadai, but it's not totally biyadai, but kamakam still, keeping the Torah b'achem, since it's dependent on the sellers, because if they don't want to sell to him, who's going to buy from? That's a case where he's not conclusively going to be makna, even though he promised, because that's considered a bona fide asmachna. That's what the Gemara says. Since it's not biyadai, so that's less than where he said, yeah, if I don't work, I'm going to pay the whole thing, because, what do you mean? He knows that he could do it, and therefore he's really giving such a promise, because he knows he could follow through. Whereas over here, this middle case, that's an asmachta, and that's not going to be kind. Morbus says to avoid Pirush Bentam Tamachar. Bentam gives another reasoning why, according to Behuda, is a Mesach Bekuvia not considered an Asmachta, because the Davki Kiahu, specifically that, like the case where a guy gives collateral, that if he's going to back out of the sale, he says the Imani Chayzibi. He says if I'm going to back out, Irvani Machal. So then my collateral is forgiven to you, where I don't have to get it back. The paragraphs of the Gemara brings over there in Bab Mitzvah Mem Ches Mem Beis that Umisha Para Mixes Chayva, and the case of where a guy pays up part of his debt, Vehishla Shashtare, and then he deposits the document in a third party. And he says, if I don't come to that day and I pay up the rest of the debt, then even what I paid will be forgiven. They get Pashit, where even on the part should be forgiven, like the Gemara brings in Get Pashit, Bab Basra, that v'chol kagavna, and all cases like this, chashav asmachta, that's going to be considered as asmachta, shein miskavna lahas mechaver al dvar shein minuhu, because the truth is, there his intention is not to fulfill what he said. It's just like, yeah, you know what, and even if whatever, he's giving these promises, so those all going to be considered as asmachtas. Avol hacha, but this is what Rabbi Tam is coming to say. But over here, in our case, with Rabbi Huda, daitu d'hachika avdu. What do you mean? Their intention was for this purpose, sheyivichu oizeh oizeh. This is what gambling is. So, therefore, that's not an asmachta. This is what we're making up to do. This is what the whole game is for. Whereas over there, it's not what it's for. It's just like, yeah, you know what? And who asked you to do this? But he just wants to like show that what he's saying. Now, more of a concluded study of isma masachim amana. People that gamble, that is that which in faith, in good faith, that they don't make any kinyonim regarding the payments of the losses, that they trust whoever loses will pay. I may read there, he says Dein Lechayv L'Sham, that he does not have to pay the guy who lost, because the B'mei Yikna, the winner, with what did he acquire? Like he says, either way, according to the one that says it's nasmachta lekana for the kinyan, then he wouldn't acquire even the kinyan because it's nasmachta, nasmachta lekana. Ela bebezin chashav, only in a chashav bebezin, because muchim in darm, like it's obvious in the gemara in darm, that chazayin mebez. And lamanda malam asmachta, according to the one who says that it's not nasmachta, sehech yikne bedvarm, belekin, beshvil shonei teichach haver. So it's not nasmachta, so you could acquire, but what type of kinyan did you do that when you win, that you're going to get something? So therefore, the fact that you won, the guy doesn't have to. the guy doesn't have to necessarily pay because there was no kinyan that was done over here. So Tez explained that according to Yehuda, the halacha is like him, that you're allowed to gamble if you have another job. And because it's not an asmachta, and why isn't it an asmachta? So Tez says because it's not in his control. But Tez has found it difficult from Bar Metzia, which you see that not being in his control is actually a reason to say that it is asmachta. So Tez says, no, it has to be someone in the middle, biyode and not biyode. Bentham gave another explanation. Mesach b'kubi is not asmachta because it's only when you're not really depending on this. It's just like to guarantee. That's considered asmachta. But over here, that's the whole purpose of the game. So that wouldn't be considered as asmachta. Hanu l'chalon, shall turn to the seventh parak of Mesach, seventh parak of Chalon with Taisa. When that would begin, the eighth parak of Mesach, the seven parak, Ketz Mishtatvin. And that's when we begin the next Taisa. Now it begins with the Gemara, Ketz Mishtatvin. So how do you go ahead and do a joint Erev Tchumen? So Menechah Zechavis, you put down the barrel, and Taisa can explain why we're picking a barrel, because we're talking about Erev Tchumen. So Taisa says, is because Kol Periseim, all their produce, they used to put it in a barrel. They bring the barrels of wine and oil and dried figs and all types of produce to see that by them there was a barrel, as if it says in the case of Menechah Zechavis. Next says the master begins with the Gemara, Im Arvin El Dvar Mitzvah. The Mishnah said, the Gemara had qualified that you only make an Erev for a mitzvah purpose. Tosfos explains, how do we understand a previous mission? Because Le'el Ditnan, we had a mission previously that said, Imbo, Nachman, Mizabah, if the non-Jews are coming to the east, etc. That he says, so I'm going to run to this way or to that way. Umukala b'gemar b'mar masa. And the Gemara explains, it's talking about by the governor of the city, Peshav Kuntras, and Rashi explains that he wants Eiv Tchumen to be able to go to him. Shatzarach Litzik Lefan, that he has to scream to him about some type of a governmental matter. So that's not a Dvar Mitzvah. So how are you allowed to make Eiv Tchumen? Says on that says I'm not environment, that's also a mitzvah purpose. Look, let's talk when the is going for a communal matter for the people of the city. Mafakech, let's get rabbin, he's taking care of something for the rabbin, which that is actually considered tzarech mitzvah, and therefore he's allowed to do that with his erev tchumen. Ketinik says the master begins the word Shema Minah Imbrer. Learn from this that there's no concept of retroactive clarification. Just gonna explain that the reason why the Gemara is saying as in Shema Minah Imbrer, is that really so the Imbrer? Why is the Gemara saying it like a wonder? Maybe, yeah, maybe in prayer. And that's a test. No, because the Limistab is not logical that Philip Eber Tchumen, that even Eber Tchumen, which is what we're talking about, the Rabban was only rabbinic to say in prayer. Because I mean, Pergum and Kamaravan, like the Gemara said already in the Flamazam and Beis, Man Haitan, who's such a Tana that Philip is Rabbanless prayer, that even the rabbinic law doesn't hold a prayer, and therefore the Gemara does not think that that's logical, and therefore the Gemara is saying it as a question, Shema, I'm not in prayer, and then the Gemara says, no, not necessarily right. Finnex says the master begins with the Gemara cutting ben shei shei to Erev Yimai. A 6-year-old could go out automatically with his mother's Erev. Taisus comes to explain that why. Why is that so? Because as Taisus says, Avagav the Erev Arav and Eldavar Mitzvah, the Gemara just previously told us that the Erev Tchumen is only for a mitzvah purpose and the cotton is exempt from mitzvahs. That's a Taisus. Makamokam Yitzvah cutting ben Erev Yimai. Still a child could go out his mother's Erev because the Yev Shalola Hanichai, because she can't leave him alone. Mishum Nikar Achara, because he's bound to his mother. And that's why he goes out with her, even though you're right. There's no mitzvah for a child. Or inami, another approach to says, no, there are also mitzvah for a child, which is the mitzvah of chinuch, to be mechunuch in that mitzvah, whatever it is that the mother's going for the simcha, whatever, and therefore it would apply a cut in having an erev tchumen for the mitzvah purpose.